Hi, Warren. Hi, Charlie. Thank you very much for taking the time to have a terrific shareholders meeting. 4 years ago, we announced that we're naming our son after you, so we're happy to say hi to both you and Charlie. Charlie, since Berkshire bought Wesco, we wanted to see if you can take some time to host a meeting of your own. It could be anywhere, anytime.
We're going to do that.
Great.
We won't call it a Wesco meeting. We'll call it an afternoon with Charlie.
Great.
It's only for hardcore addicts.
Warren, MidAmerican Energy is investing over $1 billion in wind power. How do you feel about wind power as a source of renewable energy and its economics? Will this scale of investment continue, and what type of returns do you expect to come from wind power?
Yeah, it's terrific, but wind power is terrific, but only when the wind blows. The wind blows about, as I remember, about 35% of the time in Iowa. So you never can count on wind power, obviously, for your base load. Is basically, I guess, the cleanest energy you can come up with, except for the fact that it can't be relied on. The economics only make sense with a incentive credit, tax credit, provided by the federal government, which they've been doing for a considerable period of time. It does not, standing on their own, the investment will not return anything like an adequate return on capital. So there is a tax credit. Your government has made a decision that it wants to subsidize, in effect, wind power. And Iowa has been, Iowa's a good wind state. This whole central belt is good, and the central part of the country is good. So it's made sense to locate a lot of megawatts of generating capacity in Iowa, and we have more under construction now, and I think we're now number one in the country in respect to wind power. So we'll be doing more. It is dependent in terms of the price you can get, the percentage of the time that your generating capacity actually gets used and everything. It only makes sense with the tax credits. And one thing that is kind of interesting, one of the assets of Berkshire is that it pays a lot of taxes. That doesn't sound like much of an asset, but in these days, a lot of utilities, when you get both 100% depreciation, which has been put in now by the federal government for a short period of time, and you get these sort of tax credits on wind, they really don't have the tax-paying capacity to be able to use the tax credits. So they are in a different position than Berkshire, which pays a lot of taxes. We've probably paid something like 2% of all the corporate taxes in the United States, maybe over the last 5 years. I want to check that, but I don't think that's way off. So we have a lot of tax-paying capacity. We can use it to build more wind projects, and I think it's very likely we will continue to do it. It helps our Iowa customers because these projects are successful. It's enabled us to keep rates, among other things, reasons. It's helped to keep rates absolutely unchanged now for more than a decade, which is very unusual among electric utilities in the United States. Charlie?
No, I've got nothing to add.
Andrew?